Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Apparently, some of the Tar Heels saw it coming. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. After UNC's maddening loss to Clemson Tuesday night, several players admitted they had the deadly Duke hangover by not getting fully ready for the next game, 36 hours later on the same floor where they manhandled the Blue Devils. Armando Bacot, himself included, said a few players were late for the shoot-around before the game, and even Hubert Davis acknowledged the in-between practices and drills did not go very well. The tougher team won, Davis said. Clemson had more energy, effort, attention to detail. They were more deserving of winning the game. One strategy of veteran coaches in the most sports is to treat a big win like a loss in how they prepare for the next game. Davis can't be everywhere and in each of the players' heads, so maybe he didn't see it coming. But Bacot and R.J. Davis, who combined for 46 points, were forthright after the 80-76 defeat to the stronger Tigers that they weren't ready to go from the tip-off. And that's all it took for Clemson to ring up a quick 13-point lead, eventually 16, that caused Hubert to burn a timeout before the first official media break. He said afterward that he did not talk strategy, only effort, and his team responded by outscoring the Tigers by 12 points for the rest of the game. Even that was too little too late. Clemson is infamous for losing its first 59 games in Chapel Hill with some very good clubs over the years. Before that streak was snapped in 2020 in overtime against Roy Williams' worst team of his 18-year tenure. Now the talented, well-coached squad of Brad Brunell beat the Tar Heels again, boosting its NCAA tournament chances while damaging third-ranked UNC's of being a number one seed in the Big Dance. Brunell has been in Death Valley for 14 seasons and is among the most respected and popular coaches in the college game. Despite losing one-pointers at home to Virginia and at Duke, and by 3 in overtime to Georgia Tech at Little John Coliseum, the Tigers were still fighting, and they have some highly underrated players who wanted to make amends. Their ferocity was even apparent during halftime, after having their lead trimmed to 9 points on back-to-back three-pointers by Harrison, Ingram, and R.J. There were loud yelling coming from the inside the locker room, and outside in the hallway, several staff members were arguing and nearly came to blows. "We just held on," Brunell said, "but our guys finished, which was really nice to see, if you were wearing orange." This is Art Chansky. See you at the Casual Pint.